Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. We're enjoying our remote soundcheck sessions, but it's nice to occasionally dip into the archives and hear what they sounded like when people actually came live into our studio. It's a little audio time travel from the soundcheck archives. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Since 2009, the Ecuadorian-American singer and songwriter Roberto Lang has been making records under the name El Lado Negro. His music has been literally bilingual in the sense that he sings in both Spanish and English, but it's also been metaphorically bilingual with its mix of art and pop. The newest El Lado Negro album, Private Energy, also has some of the band's most explicitly political material yet, responding to the Black Lives Matter movement and more. They're here to play some of those songs for us now, beginning with Transmission Listen. It's El Lado Negro, live on Soundcheck.
And I feel invincible without your wisdom. But I feel visible without your wit. There's no easy way for me to make this transmission. So I'll sit up high and wait for you to fond of you, but I don't believe you, and you lie to me, and I'll lie to you. Come caress me, 'cause you'll be gotta stop talking. Now I'll fall asleep right here with you.
Yo.
getting what I want. I'll try and stop you from getting what you want.
That's El Lado Negro, live here in the Soundcheck studio, and a song called Transmission Listen, which you'll find on the latest El Lado Negro record called Private Energy. Roberto Lang is the singer and songwriter and guitarist behind El Lado Negro, and joins us once again in the Soundcheck studio. It's great to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
With an interesting sort of combination of instruments in the ensemble today. We've got Jean Cook on violin. She was the entirety of the string section in that piece. Aaron Rodgers on saxophones, alto and baritone. Jason Ajimian on electric bass, and Jason Nazari behind our drum kit. And it seems like these songs have a kind of malleable quality to them, that, you know, they can exist in lots of different versions.
Absolutely. And with all the music I always make, I've always played with so many different people, and I'm always excited about music and sound, and so it's never ever something permanent. It's always whatever it can be, hopefully.
The title Private Energy is a little bit ironic, because some of your most kind of public statements about life in modern America are on this record, it seems.
Absolutely. I was really hoping to reflect on this idea of how much we're influenced by so much, like in terms of like social media and kind of like so much this abundance of news, whether it's like good or bad, and mostly bad, and
real
kind
or
of like
fake,
yeah, real or fake, or just like sometimes it's just like horrific, where you're just depressed to get out of bed because the first thing you did was look at your phone, and the basis of the title was to talking about this energy that you have. And this private energy and keeping it private in terms of like keeping it safe and kind of like this thing that fuels like your enthusiasm for life and being not just naively positive, but just kind of like guarding yourself and like saving the things that can do all the good things in the world that you can contribute by just waiting for the right moment to contribute. And that the album for me is kind of like, I guess the metaphor for that is like making these songs, and this is the way I'm contributing.
Right, right. Well, the last time you were here with the album Double Youth, that album also had kind of an overarching theme, which was memory. You know, how memory can be faulty or even missing. You didn't remember the kid. There was a photo on the cover of you and some kid.
My cousin, yeah.
And you didn't even remember who he was.
Right.
And, you know, this idea that we think of memory as something that is real, but very often it can be something that's really wrong or completely made up. And, you know, so that those kind of questions of what these are the things that make us who we are. They're part of our identity. And it seems like identity questions of a different kind are being raised here.
Absolutely. Yeah, this one ended up being way more about that, like digging in deeper into this private energy, which ends up being like everything that you're made up of. And that's what this ends up talking about a lot, about like being a Latino in the United States and kind of understanding that and how it's like so confusing to myself constantly.
Well, now you, Roberto, are not a belter. You're not the kind that sings anthemic songs, you know, from the top of the battlements. There's a quiet nature to a lot of your music, and you're more of a crooner, as I say, than a belter. Even with these songs, there's a kind of lovely disconnect between the seriousness of the subject matter and this kind of gentle, quiet, composed way of delivering that message. Was that intentional, or is that just how you do it?
That's just the only way I know how to do it. Yeah, I can't pretend any other way. I think it's intentional because I've kind of been doing it for a minute, so I think I have something that I've figured out how I can guide my own voice. But it's also the thing, it's my strength. That's the only thing I know how to do well, I think.
There's also something to be said for the iron fist in the soft velvet glove.
Right.
So I want to get to this next song called Young, Latin, and Proud. Now, this is something that I first heard probably maybe in 2015, right?
Correct, yeah.
So, you know, there is a clear statement of intent right there in the title, and possibly an allusion to Nina Simone as well, right?
Yeah, and James Brown.
Yeah.
Those are two people that I love, their music, you know?
And so it is a kind of statement of empowerment, even as it's, you know, delivered in the typical El Lado Negro style.
Yeah, it's an embrace.
Yeah.
It's not like a kind of grab you by the shoulders and shake you type of thing. It's really like someone hugging you and just just giving you that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And what's the reaction to this song, Ben?
It's, man, I've toured it and played it, and it's changed so much. All the places I've played and all the people I've played in front of, from playing in front of people in New York City, where there's an obvious community of people who speak Spanish, and then a Latin American community where it's not that it's easier, but there's a lot more people here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I travel to like Kansas City or Des Moines or Madison, and there's people who come out and they talk to me one-on-one, and they're like, wow, this song means a lot of different things for me. Like, I've been trying to think about my own cultural background, my parents, and like where they came from, and I never grew up around this. I didn't grow up with people who were speaking Spanish, or I didn't grow up with my parents telling me this, because not out of fear, but you just do what you do because you're trying to fit in. So
sure.
Your parents move into an all-white neighborhood and they're not going to be speaking Spanish to their neighbors, and so, you know, their kids are obviously just going to grow up doing what their parents are doing, which is fitting in. And not so much, I mean, assimilation is a bad word sometimes, but I think that's part of it, you
mm-hmm.
know? And so
mm-hmm.
I think as a lot of kids have gotten older and I've gone to places like this, and it's really exciting for me because I don't know what else to say. A lot of people talk to me after shows, and I'm so excited that they're into the music that much. And it wasn't my initial intention to shake someone up like this or anything like that, but it has taken on a different form.
Yeah. Sounds like the song has kind of taken you by surprise.
It has, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, you want to play it for us?
Yeah.
We're speaking with Roberto Lang. He is the musician behind the project known as El Lado Negro. Their latest album is called Private Energy. It is out now. And this song is on it. It's called Young, Latin, and Proud. Here's a live performance on Soundcheck.
You can only view you with what you got. You don't have to pretend that you got no more. 'Cause you were young, Latin and proud. Young, Latin and proud. Young, Latin and proud. Young, Latin and proud. As you woke up, feeling you woke up knowing that you'll be you for the rest of your life, for the rest of your life. You were young, Latin and proud. Young, Latin and proud. Young, Latin and proud. Young, I'll young, young Latin and proud. The dear is young Latin and proud. Young, young Latin and proud. Oh, young Latin and proud. Young Latin and proud. One day you'll be old Latin and proud. Old Latin and proud. Young 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 Latin and proud.
Really nice. Alado Negro live on soundcheck with the song Young Latin and Proud. It's from the most recent Alado Negro record, which is called Private Energy. Once again, Alado Negro, Black Ice Cream, is the work of Roberto Lang, who sings and plays guitar, Jason Ajimian on bass, Jason Nazari on drums, Aaron Rodgers playing sax, Gene Cook on violin. And I hold in my hand, Roberto, a copy of Private Energy, and it's on a cassette.
It is.
Are we doing this again?
Yeah. It's very hip these days. I'm just trying to keep up with the trends.
Yeah. So the record is out digitally and on cassette.
Yeah.
So cassettes. I mean, do people still have cassette players?
I do.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, I make it for me.
I do too, but I'm super old.
I grew up having cassettes, so I grew up running to my parents' stereo system with a cassette always loaded up on pause when my song would come on the radio and then run and hit pause. And so you'd always miss like that first, like,
right,
6 seconds. You're like, oh shit. So it's always like the song just kind of fades in, you know?
Yeah. But, right. Now, on the cover, we have one of your tinsel
mammals.
Yeah. And the last time you were here, we had three of the tinsel dancers here in the studio. What do they symbolize for you?
They, you know, since that time, it's interesting. From that moment, I made them in 2014, and then I toured a whole bunch from when I saw you. And when I toured that record, something transformed, something mutated in terms of I would solicit people in every city via like Twitter or Facebook and get people to volunteer as dancers. And I would teach them moves, and I don't know anything about dance. And I learned, you know, when was that, 2014, I essentially learned what choreography I wanted to do.
Yeah. It would have to be fairly minimal, because for people who haven't seen the tinsel mammals, it is literally head to toe tinsel. It's just like draped all over the person.
It's like a sparkly wigwam.
So you're not going to be like busting serious moves in this with this thing draped on you.
Initially, no. Initially, when I was teaching people and I was naive to whatever movements and understanding the body, in terms of movements, I was just reflecting what I did on stage. From that first tour, I learned about this privacy where people would take, these volunteers would put the costumes on, and it would be this whole thing for them, because they always wanted, people were like, oh, I always wanted to be a performer and be on stage, but I'm nervous. But I'm like, and so I was like, well, this is, you're completely anonymous. And the anonymity gave this power to people, and it empowered them to be on stage and perform and do whatever they want, be a completely different person inside this thing, and they have no accountability for it's not them.
Yeah,
you know, they could film it.
And so again, it sounds like something that you set in motion only to be surprised by what it turned into.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So speaking of surprises, were you surprised to find yourself writing a song like Young Latin and Proud mostly in English?
No, because I grew up speaking Spanish and English my whole life. And growing up in South Florida, like, everybody I grew up with, most of everyone was from somewhere in Latin America. Their family was from somewhere in Latin America. And everyone, we mostly as kids spoke English to each other.
Uh-huh.
But then we spoke Spanish as well.
Well, and on the record, it seems like the songs were about 50-50, Spanish and English.
Absolutely.
It's just that this one, about, you know, being proud of your Latino heritage, for this one to be in English, seems like maybe there was some kind of statement being made about who you were aiming this song at, that it wasn't just to Spanish speakers.
I've told everyone that I was aiming it at myself. I was aiming it at a younger version of me, a younger version of me that was, you know, sleeping, and I was like 10 or 9 or 8, and kind of just, you know, as you're getting older and you're kind of confused or weirded out, just kind of like how Double Youth was about this parallel life. It's the same idea where it's like expectations of identity and how people expect you to be a specific kind of way if you're this kind of person in this culture.
So there are a couple of pieces on the record with Spanish titles that are in no language. They're instrumental tracks.
Yeah.
Obra dos, tres, cuatro, cinco.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that almost sounds like, you know, classical music, opus one, opus two. Obra just means work, right? Like
Correct.
Opus.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are those pieces?
They're, in one sense, they're like interstitials to kind of be like a palate cleanser to move on to a new grouping of songs. And then also observations. Like, I'm always working with sound specifically. I'm always recording sound in, like, in public spaces.
Are you recording us right now?
I am. Well, you're we're being documented, right? And yeah, one of them I could tell you, which is really cool. The one right after Young Latin and Proud.
Is that Tres?
Yeah.
That's over Tres.
Obra Tres. And we had just moved to a new apartment, my wife and I, and there was this guy that I could, or maybe a woman, I don't know, playing steel drum in my neighborhood, and you could hear it in the alley. And that's what that is. It's, and then I manipulated it and affected it. But you could tell they were just learning how to play. Like a product of New York, I think.
Yeah. Now, what about this next song, It's My Brown Skin? That's also kind of a product of New York and of things that have gone by your window.
And growing up in general and having the skin that I have and kind of understanding it. And it's kind of like hoping that it doesn't matter in all senses, you know, like we don't want it to matter and we don't want it to matter. You know, I know that sounds stupid, but it matters too much, you know, and it kind of, it affects, obviously it's affected me psychologically throughout my whole life, like understanding and kind of like the little things that people have done and the side eyes and things that I've experienced throughout my whole life. And so it's kind of another one of these, like, thinking about my youth, thinking about how to communicate to myself, some kind of like cosmic time travel transmission.
Yeah. All right, well, you want to play the song for us?
Yes.
It's called It's My Brown Skin, and it is from the band El Lado Negro, led by Roberto Lang. The band is here with us in the Soundcheck studio. The latest release is called Private Energy. This song is on it, but here's a live performance of It's My Brown Skin.
My skin glows in the dark, shines in the light. It's the color that holds me tight. My brown is the shade that's just for me. I'm never not missing anything but me. Cause I love you and I can't miss anything but you. And you stuck on me, and all this time I'm inside you. I
Together we grow, we stretch and we show, as tough as it goes, and it won't rub off of you. There's friends of similar shades, of different ways, who feel the same way. Don't ever forget them. Cause I love you, and I can't miss anything but you. And you stuck on me, and all this time I'm inside you.
Once again, El Lado Negro live on Soundcheck with a song called It's My Brown Skin, a song that you will find on the most recent El Lado Negro record called Private Energy. Roberto, you grew up in South Florida to Ecuadorian parents. South Florida has a large Cuban population. Did you ever listen to Cuban danzón and those big Cuban orchestras and stuff like that?
Absolutely, yeah. No, I mean...
Just because that version that you guys just played, especially with the sax and the violin, it just kind of reminded me of some of those old junto bands, you know, some of those old Caribbean dance bands of the mid-20th century. I don't know if that was in your mind's ear or what?
It wasn't, but I mean, maybe it's in there somewhere, jangling around, making a connection,
yeah,
that I'm unconscious connection.
Mm. Nice job. Sounded great. This record was a couple of years in the making. What are you doing now?
I'm working on some new music and currently just trying to work on projects for music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And still sending those messages back to younger you.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to try.
Roberto, it's always a pleasure to have you with us here in the Soundcheck studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is Soundcheck. And it's a run around. And it's a run around. That Soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer.